The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
Would you join me as we pray?
Heavenly Father, open our ears so that we may hear you speak your word to us. Open our hearts so that it may take root in our lives. And open our hands so that we may share the fruit of your word at work in us with others. Amen. Well, nothing really tends to bring people closer together than sharing a meal, does it? There's something about sharing food with other people that relaxes us, makes us more comfortable with each other and relaxed. And it connects us in some way that's invisible and intangible. And it's something that Jesus did on a regular basis. However, in Jesus' meals with people, he often raised the eyebrows of the social elite. It wasn't because his table manners or etiquette were lacking, but rather it was because of the people he chose to eat with. In all the gospel accounts of Jesus sharing meals, each incident involves the presence of at least one sinner or one tax collector, someone who is unclean. And we know that for the community of Israel, tax collectors were a particularly hated bunch. They worked for the Romans, and they routinely took more money than Rome required in order to keep some for themselves. Most Jews regarded tax collectors as thieves and traitors, as outsiders and outcasts. This put them in the same unclean group as lepers and prostitutes, those who were excluded from participating in the Jewish community. However, they were the people that Jesus chose to eat and drink with. Instead of excluding them, Jesus included them. And it's easy for us to miss the significance of that today. We often tend to eat by ourselves or at best with our close family. We prefer not to get involved in each other's business and each other's lives, preferring to respect each other's privacy and keep to ourselves. And on those rare occasions where we do share a meal with somebody, it's usually someone who's fairly close to us, and there's little or no obligation attached to sharing the meal. However, in the ancient world, practicing hospitality and sharing food together with somebody often implied a creation of a bond that was almost equal to that of being a blood relative. Hospitality was to be extended to strangers, and it implied a solidarity, a willingness to be associated with the other person and to take on their problems as your own, to offer whatever help you could as long as they were under your roof. This is the context in which Jesus shares his meals. He sits down with the hurting and the broken, and in the simple act of eating a meal, Jesus says to them, "I want you to know that you matter to me. No matter what you have done or what others think of you, I want to be your friend and I want to bring you into my kingdom." On this particular evening, there was a special meal to share. In many ways, it was a perfect opportunity for Jesus to share something new with the disciples. See, the Passover meal was a very special meal of remembering and celebrating God's mighty acts of rescue for the Israelites from their slavery in Egypt. God had been building up to his final act of judgment against Pharaoh and redemption for Israel. On the night of the first Passover, the people of Israel sacrificed a lamb, one without a spot or a blemish. And they marked the door frames of their homes with its blood so that when the Lord sent the angel of death to visit Egypt, it would see the blood on the door frame and pass over that family, sparing the firstborn. The lamb was also to be roasted and eaten by the family to strengthen them for the journey ahead as they fled Egypt. The lamb's blood saved the Israelites and its body strengthened them. But at this particular Passover meal, Jesus establishes a new remembrance meal. No longer is God's rescue of his people from Egypt going to be the focal point of his relationship with them. The sacrifice of Jesus' body and blood is to become a new covenant. As Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, this is my body," Jesus establishes his broken body as the new place that the disciples will find strength for the journey ahead. As he gives them the cup and says, "This is my blood of the covenant poured out for many," he establishes his blood as the seal of God's promise, no longer just for the Jews, but for all. And here's the kicker, guys. While Jesus was eating with his disciples, those people that were closest to him, he was still eating with sinners. He established this new covenant, he made this new promise, and entrusted it to those who by the end of the evening would to the very last either betray, desert, or deny him. On the eve of his betrayal, with his crucifixion looming on the horizon, he honors these 12 by establishing a new covenant with them, by giving them a promise, a gift. And what good news that is for us, friends. Jesus loves to eat with sinners. He had a place at his table for Judas, the betrayer, for Peter, the denier, for Thomas, the doubter. And he makes a place at his table for you and for me. No matter how we have betrayed Jesus, denied or doubted him, he welcomes us and invites us to share in his hospitality, to put ourselves under his care and protection. He offers us his body to strengthen us and his blood to save us. He welcomes us at his table and identifies with us. He takes on our struggles as his own. He offers us the only thing that can help us in our struggle with sin, death, and the devil. He gives us himself. While tonight in this meal we remember the events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and reflect on what he suffered for our sake, let's not forget that the Lord's Supper is not only a meal of remembrance, but also one of celebration. A celebration of the mighty rescuing acts of God for his people. As we gather around the Lord's table tonight, as the disciples did all those years ago, may we hear anew the words of Jesus. "This is my body. This is my blood, given for you." And may we celebrate that through the promise of these words, we are joined with him in his death and his resurrection. Amen.